This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Audrey Nowakowski. College opportunities for students with intellectual disabilities are expanding in Wisconsin and nationally. These students used to be excluded from higher education, but now more than 200 institutions across the country offer specialized curriculums to accommodate them, including a new program at UW-Whitewater beginning this fall.
WUWM education reporter Emily Files has been looking into the topic. She visited a Milwaukee area university where about a dozen young adults with intellectual disabilities are students. She joins us in the studio to share some of her reporting. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
Tell us what these programs actually look and feel like.
So most of them are designed to give students as much of a normal college experience as possible. They live in the dorms. They participate in campus activities. The academic inclusivity varies from program to program. I visited Bethesda College, which is located on the Concordia University campus in Mequon. But it's run by a Lutheran nonprofit called Bethesda Lutheran Communities. And they currently have 13 students with intellectual or developmental disabilities. And they're mostly taking classes with other students like them, classes like independent living and career prep. They are allowed to take regular Concordia classes, but usually they're auditing them instead of taking them for credit. And that's kind of based on the students' interests. There are a smaller number of colleges around the country that offer academic pathways that are more integrated into the regular classroom. Edgewood College in Madison is one of them. Edgewood even offers a pathway for students with intellectual disabilities to earn a bachelor's degree, and they work with each student to provide accommodations and support so that they can do that. And these programs also usually have a strong work experience component with part-time jobs and internships required, because really the goal is for these students to be able to find fulfilling work and live as independently as possible after graduation.
So how long has this kind of thing been around?
So most of these programs for students with intellectual disabilities started after 2008, so not that long. That's according to one expert I spoke with. Her name is Deborah Hart, and she works at Think College, which is the National Coordinating Center for colleges that enroll students with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And she said that the reauthorization of the Higher Education Opportunity Act in 2008 enabled students with intellectual disabilities to receive financial aid for higher education. And it also provided money for pilot programs at universities that were interested in opening up to this new demographic.
But you didn't just speak to experts. You also spoke to students who are enrolled in the programs. What did you hear from them?
Yeah, I spent some time with a student at Bethesda College, the one that's located at Concordia University in Mequon. And the student's name is Lauren Buchanan. She's 19 and in her first year, second semester. She has an intellectual disability, and this is a little bit of what she said about why she wanted to go to college.
I wanted to go to college because my brothers went to college before I did, and I am very proud of me making my own decision. Even if it's scary to be away from home, I still like to be like here and at home.
And then I also talked to Lauren's mom, Janine Buchanan, and she says Lauren has really matured by having the experience of living on her own in a setting where she doesn't constantly have to have help.
Just Lauren having the experience of living on her own without her mother or her father, I think is so valuable. And for me to understand that she can do it, she's matured so much. She's been forced in a way to have to advocate for herself.
At the same time, I imagine there might be some skeptics out there about whether college is really the right place for people with cognitive disabilities. What do leaders at these programs say about those kinds of criticisms?
Yeah, they definitely say that the programs aren't for everyone, but they point to the employment rates of their graduates. Both Bethesda and Edgewood College say that about 80% of their graduates have paid jobs, which is significant given the employment statistics for adults with intellectual disabilities. One recent survey by Wisconsin's Department of Health Services found that only 15% of adults with intellectual disabilities have paid employment in the community. So I think the bottom line, according to advocates, is anything that's going to help people with disabilities live more independent, fulfilling lives is a good thing. Although I think there is some room for criticism when it comes to financial accessibility and oversight of these programs.
Well, and what would the criticism be there?
Basically, federal regulations haven't fully caught up. A lot of the programs aren't eligible for federal financial aid, which means they're not going to be affordable for many families. And in terms of oversight, accreditation is really the process that holds colleges and universities in this country accountable to a set of standards. And there's not an accreditation process in place for programs that are tailored to students with intellectual disabilities. But that could change in the next few years. Advocates are lobbying for Congress to approve accreditation standards.
All right. Thanks so much for your reporting on this, Emily.
Thank you.
That's Emily Files, WUWM education reporter. She has a story at WUWM.com about college programs for students with intellectual disabilities.